Now we come to the second episode of our classic serial by John Steinbeck. It's a robust account of life in America at the turn of the last century, which reflects the issues of the time. We'd like to dedicate this program to the much-loved and respected actor Tony Doyle, who plays Steinbeck's grandfather. This was his last recording for the BBC, and we're most grateful to his family for allowing the broadcast.
I've built the image in my mind of Kathy Trask, sitting quietly waiting for her pregnancy to be over, living on a farm in California she did not like, with a man she did not love. Her eyes were remote. It was as though she had gone away, leaving a breathing doll to conceal her absence. Activity surged around her as her besotted husband, Adam, went happily about planning and building his Eden. When Kathy bore him twin boys, he was overjoyed.
East of Eden by John Steinbeck. Dramatized for radio by Sean McKenna. With Henry Goodman, Lorelei King, and Tony Doyle. Episode 2.
For a week after the birth, Kathy rested and gathered her strength. She did not see the babies. Adam looked after them.
You want to know something? You're very beautiful. Yeah. As lovely as your mother. Yeah, you're going to have everything, my boys. And when your mama's better, we'll choose names for you. Fine names.
Let me see, Adam.
Oui.
Oh, baby, they sleep?
Yeah, almost.
Let me see, say, I go King City. Fine nursery butter.
Well, do it then. You do what your mistress tells you.
Missy say no come back 2-3 days. Missy say come back maybe Monday.
Oh, your mistress is right. You deserve a rest. You come back Monday.
There it is.
That's an order, Lee.
Yes, Missy.
Evening came down. At 7:30, Adam knocked on Kathy's door.
Kathy? Kathy?
I'm here, Adam.
Hey, what are you doing standing right behind it? You're dressed. I don't understand.
No, I don't suppose you do. I'm going away now. I told you before I wouldn't stay.
You didn't.
You didn't listen.
I don't believe you.
I don't give a damn what you believe. Get out of my way, Adam.
But the babies.
Throw them in one of your wells.
Kathy, you're sick. You can't go. Not from me. Not from me.
I can do anything to you. Any woman can do anything to you. You're a fool. Now get out of my way.
No, I won't. I won't let you go. I love you.
Oh, Adam, dear. I didn't know you were going to take it like this.
What are you doing with that?
Leaving you. Didn't you hear? Now, either you get out of my way or I shoot you, Adam.
Kathy? Kathy, this is crazy. You won't shoot me. You love me. You love the boys. You know you do. You will. Kathy! Kathy!
I told you what I was going to do. You should have believed me.
The heavy slug struck him in the shoulder and tore out a piece of his shoulder blade. She moved slowly towards him, cautiously, as one might towards a wounded animal. He stared up into her eyes, which inspected him impersonally. Kathy tossed his pistol onto the floor beside him and walked out of the house. He heard her steps on the porch, on the crisp, dry oak leaves on the path, and then he could hear her no more. Horace Quinn was the new deputy sheriff for the district. In truth, nothing much had ever happened there, but the Trask case caused Horace more than one sleepless night. In the end, it sent him riding the 25 miles to the city of Salinas, to the county sheriff himself.
Mr. Trask says his gun went off accidentally while he was cleaning it.
He says his wife has left him. But that don't make no sense. She just had twins. I thought at first maybe he killed her. But there's no evidence. And Sam Hamilton swears he ain't capable of murder.
Everyone's capable of murder, Horace. You know that.
And another funny thing. She was his wife, but oh, good Lord, he don't seem to know nothing about her. Where she comes from, who her folks are, nothing. What do I do, Julius? I'm so worried about doing the wrong thing, I ain't done nothing.
Don't worry. Coming to me was the right thing.
It was?
Sure. Now, Horace, over by the tracks down by Chinatown, there's a row of whorehouses.
I know that. There's Spartan Jenny's, the nigger's place, and that new woman up from Sacramento. What's her name? Faye.
Why, Horace Quinn, you certainly get around.
Oh, hell, I ain't saying I've... Oh, good Lord. You know I'd never... Oh, good Lord.
Faye came to see me Monday. She's got a new girl she can't make much out of. Girl looks like a runaway, except she's a goddamn good whore. Knows all the tricks and all the answers. I went down and looked her over. One hell of a good-looking woman. Wide-set eyes, yellow hair, and a scar on her forehead.
Oh.
Told me the usual bull, but she's of age and I can't find a thing wrong with her.
And you think it's Mrs. Trask? Oh, good Lord.
And she came in Sunday afternoon.
Oh, the poor bastard is in love with her. I ain't telling him. You'll have to get somebody else to do that.
Who said he needs to be told? Horace, if I told some of the things I know, this whole county would go up in smoke.
You said she had twins.
Twin boys.
You listen to me. There's only three people in the world that knows. Her, you, and me. I'll deal with her. Morris, if you should ever get an itchy tongue before you tell anyone, even your wife, why, you just think about those little boys finding out their mother is a whore.
Did she shoot you at him? I don't want to talk about it. That's usually a clear sign you can't think of anything else. If you ask me...
I didn't.
Go away, Sam. I don't want you here. I'll get back to digging your wells.
No. I don't want any wells. The ranch doesn't matter. I'll pay you for the work you did and a bonus. Whatever you need, just leave me alone.
I guess giving advice is the last bad habit a man will give up.
I don't want advice.
Nobody does. It's the giver's present.
Will you leave, for God's sake?
Go through the motions, Adam.
What motions?
Act out being alive, like a play. After a while, a long while, it'll be true.
Why should I?
You have sons. You're going to pass something down. Even if you plant nothing, weeds will grow and brambles. Something will grow. Go through the motions, Adam.
Send your bill. You get your money.
I'll come back, Adam. I'll be back again and again.
You send your goddamn bill, Mr. Hamilton, and get off my land.
I can't imagine why you'd want to see me in private, Sheriff. Was there something particular you wanted?
None of that. You're Mrs. Trask, ain't you?
Well, what if I am?
I haven't met your husband, but I hear he's a nice man. I also hear he's taken it pretty hard. His shoulder's smashed, but he'll get well. The chink is taking pretty good care of him.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not sorry, and that had better be the last lie you tell me.
Then tell me what you want, Sheriff.
I want peace in this county, and I mean all kinds of peace. I notice you changed your name, Mrs. Trask.
Kate. I'm Kate Ames now.
You'll keep that name. I guess you made up somewhere you came from and why. Keep those about 2,000 miles from here. That's your real hair color?
Yes.
Dye it black for a while. Lots of people look like somebody else.
What about my scar? What about this?
I'd call that a coincidence, wouldn't you?
Isn't there a threat? What you'll do if
no.
I don't do it?
Though I reckon I could come up with something pretty ornery if it came to it. I don't want you, what you are, what you do, or what you say, to hurt Mr. Trask or his boys. I don't want him ever to know. You figure you died and now you're somebody else and we'll get along fine.
Well, we'll get along, Sheriff. Just fine. Now, if you...
Shut up. I've got a boy, 20 this year. Big, nice-looking fellow with a broken nose. I don't want him in here. Let him go to Jenny's. If he comes in, you tell him to go to Jenny's.
Of course I will.
We'll give Mr. Trask time to heal himself.
But Adam didn't heal. He drew into himself. At first, people came to visit, but he simply did not see them. Eventually, even Sam Hamilton stopped visiting. More than a year passed.
Give me 2 sacks of cornmeal, Henry. And I need nails, half a box.
Right with you, Sam. Hey, Ching Chong, you finished?
I'm finished. Mr. Hamilton, how you do?
No, Lee. How are the boys?
A boy's fine.
That's all, Sam?
Hang on a minute there, Henry. Got some business to do with the Chinaman.
Watch your pockets, Sam.
How do you bear it?
A water off a shiny duck back. It's good to see you, Mr. Hamilton. It has been a long time.
You know, I feel bad about it, but I didn't think I could do any good. How is he?
Like a ghost. I can't shuck him out of it. Maybe you can.
Oh, I'm not good at shocking. I'd probably end up shocking myself. What did he name the twins in the end?
He hasn't.
Don't joke about something like that, Lee.
I'm not joking. They don't have names. He'll be a dead man soon, Mr. Hamilton. Can't you come and wake him up?
No names? Oh, yes. I'll come. I'll come and bring a horse whip. Tomorrow, Lee. Tomorrow morning.
Good. I'll kill a chicken.
Go away.
Adam, you look terrible.
You're not welcome.
You once invited me.
Well, I don't invite you now.
I'm here anyhow. Out of some singular glory, your loins got twins.
What business is that of yours?
By God, you don't deserve them.
You get off my land.
Step back from me, Adam. I feel murder. Nudging my gizzard. Step back.
I won't.
I'm going to beat some sense into you if it kills me.
Don't be stupid. You're an old man.
Hey, Lee. Lee, bring a gun. Lee.
You stop me.
Stop it. I'm warning you, Sam. Just don't you think I can't defend myself.
Come on. Come on. Now, let's see.
Come on. Come on, Adam. Get me. Get me. What do you want from me?
You have no love.
I had enough to kill me. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
I won't stop.
All right, Dad. All right.
That's better. That's it. Harder, Adam. Harder. Get it out of you.
Go away. Stop it. Stop it. Why can you leave me alone? Your children have no names.
Their mother left them motherless.
And you've left them fatherless. Can't you feel the cold at night of a lonely child? Don't you remember how it felt, Adam? Even a little. Your boys have no names. Oh, God. Well,
you better come in the house.
That's better. We'll find names for them, Adam. We'll find good names to clothe them.
Something's in the hen house.
That's Lee. You know, if chickens had a government, they'd take a very dim view of human celebration. Every time something the least hopeful happens to a man, some chicken goes hell into the block. Now, show me these boys.
Beautiful children, Adam. Oh. What? Why, they're not alike.
They're not identical twins. Have you only just seen that?
Why, I don't think I've looked at them properly. That one looks like my brother. I just saw it. I wonder if the other one looks like me.
Both of them do. A face is everything in it, right back to the beginning.
Well, this one has rounder eyes.
Yes, and a rounder head and bigger ears. But this one is more like a bullet. This one might go farther, but not so high. This one will be shrewd, I think. Take him up. We ought to see whether there's something that draws names to them.
Here, come on. Thank you for coming, Samuel. I even thank you for hitting me. That's a strange thing to say.
It was a strange thing to do. Did it seem natural? The last time I clobbered a human soul was over a red-nosed girl and a school book in County Derry.
And it was like my brother Charles. There wasn't any fear in it, more like weariness.
I guess I wasn't angry enough.
Has there been any news of her?
I've heard nothing.
Uh-huh.
Do you hate her?
No, just it's a kind of sinking in the heart. Maybe later I'll sort it out, the hatred.
One day we'll sit and you'll lay it out on the table neat like a solitaire deck. But now, why, you can't find all the cards.
Was she very beautiful, Sam?
To you she was. Because you made her. I don't think you ever saw her. Only your own creation.
Well, I wonder who she was. What she was. I'd like to know what kind of blood is in my boys.
They'll be what you expect them to be.
But their blood, Sam.
I don't very much believe in blood. I think when a man finds good or bad in his children, he's seen only what he planted in them after they cleared the womb.
Well, you can't make a racehorse out of a pig.
No, but you can make a very fast pig.
That's better. Hello, Lee.
I've set out a table on the veranda.
Well, Lee, you've dropped the pigeon.
I still use it in town. Come on, don't let it get cold. You two get out there and eat.
You'll join us?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Didn't they used to speak differently?
They trust you now. I'll bring the boys. If this is their name and date, they have a right to be there.
This chicken's good, Lee.
Your appetite is coming back.
How are you getting well, Adam? Some people think it's an insult to the glory of their sickness to get well. But everyone gets well if he waits around. Now, what about names? I've got Liza's Bible. I've got a lot of names in that.
Or is there a family name you want?
Oh, no, I'd like to start fresh.
What a shame they can't have the proper names for them.
What do you mean?
Well, you're Adam. Shouldn't your firstborn be Cain and Abe?
What? Oh, no. No, we can't do that.
I know. We'd be tempting whatever fate there is. But isn't it odd that Cain is maybe the best-known name in the whole world? And as far as I know, only one man has ever borne it.
Well, I got a shiver when you mentioned it.
Cain and Abel. It's a story that has haunted us and followed us from our beginning. I don't understand it. Not at all. But I feel it. Liza gets angry with me.
She says I shouldn't try to understand.
I don't remember the details very well.
Most people don't read the details. It's the details that astonish me. And Abel had no children. I take no notice of me. I've never been content to pass a stone without looking under it.
Well, you have your Bible. Read it.
Be sure.
Yeah, read the story.
Give me some wine, then we talk straight out.
Here.
Here it is. Such a little story to have made so deep a wound.
I haven't heard it since I was a child.
Oh, you think it's long, then. It's very short. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother, Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect.
Now where... Oh, no, go on, we'll come back.
And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground, and now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, Therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. There it is. 16 verses, no more. And, oh, Lord, not a single note of encouragement.
Well, it makes me feel better, not worse.
How do you mean?
Well, every little boy thinks he invented sin. We think we learn virtue because we're told about it. But we think every sin is our own design.
How does this make it better?
Well, because this is our father. We're descended from this. Some of our guilt comes from our ancestors. What chance did we have? We are our father's children.
So it's an excuse. An excuse for our failures.
Well, I admit, I feel a little outraged at God. Both Cain and Abel gave what they had. And God accepted Abel and rejected Cain. That doesn't seem just.
This story was written by and for a shepherd people. Wouldn't the God of shepherds find a fat lamb more valuable than a sheaf of barley?
Even God can have a preference, can't he? Let's suppose God liked lamb better than vegetables. I do myself.
But why did God condemn Cain?
There's an advantage to listening to the words. God didn't condemn Cain, not at all. Cain brought him a bunch of carrots, maybe, and God said, I don't like this, try again. Bring me something I like, and I'll set you up alongside your brother. The king got mad. His feelings were hurt. He wanted to strike out at something. And Abel was in the way of his anger.
Yeah, but God branded him.
Did you listen? Cain bore the mark not to destroy him, but to save him. There's a curse called down on any man who kills him. It was a preserving mark.
But Cain still got the dirty end of the stick.
Maybe, but Cain lived and had children and Abel didn't. We are Cain's children. Isn't it strange? A pre-grown man so many thousands of years away discussed this crime as though it happened in King's City yesterday and hadn't come up for trial.
I think this is the best-known story in the world because it's everybody's story. I'm feeling my way now. Don't jump on me if I'm not clear. The greatest terror a child can have is that he's not loved. The hell he fears is rejection. Yeah. Everyone in the world has felt rejection to some extent. And with rejection comes anger. And with anger, some kind of crime in revenge for the rejection. And with the crime, guilt. And there you have the story of mankind.
So?
So, I think this old and terrible story is the story of the human soul. I think it's about the battle between good and evil in each of us. And the preserving mark is to allow Cain to fight that battle for himself. Dying would have been easier. The mark of Cain was a gift, not a punishment.
Oh, Lee, I'll have to take this off alone somewhere so I can pick it apart. You've disturbed my pretty universe.
Yeah, but isn't it too simple? I'm always afraid of simple things.
It isn't simple at all. It's desperately complicated.
Adam, what is it you have in, Lee? A philosopher who can cook or a cook who can think?
But at the end, there's light.
There's not going to be light long. We've sat and let the evening come. I drove over to help name the twins, and they're not named.
Yeah, you're right. Come on, name me some names.
Like from the Bible?
Or from any place.
Well, let's see. Of all the people who started out of Egypt, only two came to the promised land, Caleb and Joshua.
Joshua was a soldier, a general. I don't like soldiering. I kind of like Caleb. Yeah. Caleb Twin.
You called his name. Caleb's name. He's the smart one, the dark.
Yeah.
Well, look, the other one's awake, too. I've always liked Aaron, but he didn't make it to the promised land.
Here he is. Yeah, that's good enough for me.
In 2 minutes, and after a waterfall of words, Caleb and Aaron, now you are people. And you have joined the fraternity and have the right to be damned.
Have you got them straight?
Yeah, of course, Lee. That one's Caleb, and you are Aaron. Yesterday, I couldn't tell them apart. Caleb and Aaron.
I must go. Liza will kill me.
I'm glad you came, Sam. There's a weight off me.
Maybe now you'll be thinking about that garden. I can still see it, the way you planned it.
I got no one to show a garden to. I think that kind of energy has gone out of me.
Don't think it will ever die. Are you better than other men? It won't ever die until you do.
How strangely time passes. Quickly when you're not watching it, and slowly when you are. 10 years passed uneventfully enough in a steady succession of incidents and plans. In Salinas, Kathy, or Kate, as I must now call her, made herself invaluable to Faye, the owner of the whorehouse. So invaluable that Faye, a generous soul, named Kate in her will. A year after the will was signed, Faye died of a strange wasting sickness. Kate still knew how to be patient, you see. And slowly, patiently, what became Kate's house developed a character all its own. The twins tumbled up under Lee's guidance, babies to toddlers, toddlers to boys. Caleb refused to answer to anything but Cal, and Aaron found the two A's a little fancy for his friends. He became Aaron. Before Adam could quite believe it, his children were 11 years old.
Yes, got him.
Good shot.
We got us a rabbit, Aaron. Right through the heart.
Yeah.
I'm going to say you did it. I won't take credit. I'll say it was a hard shot.
Well, it was.
I'll give you credit to Lee and Father.
I don't know that I want credit. Not all of it.
You don't want credit?
Not if it isn't true.
We could cook that old rabbit and have him for our supper and stay out all night.
It's too cold at night.
Not for me. I never feel cold.
You did this morning.
No, I didn't. I was just making fun of you, shivering like a milk baby. You calling me a liar?
No.
Yes, you are.
I don't want to fight.
Scared to fight?
No, I just don't want to.
If I said you were scared, would you call me a liar?
No.
Then you're scared, aren't you?
I guess so.
Don't be mad at me.
You always want to fight.
I was only making a joke.
Were you?
Sure. Come on, let's go get the rabbit. We can give it to Father for a supper. He likes the rabbit.
Sam Hamilton may have thought and played and philosophized about death, but he did not really believe in it. He and all around him were immortal. Sam's daughter, Una, married a poor, intense, dark man who had contempt born of fear for the Hamiltons and their eccentricities. He moved Una away, north, to Oregon. A few months later, she was dead. It cut the earth from under Sam's feet.
But this can't happen. Father can't be an old man. He might get old as midday, maybe, but sweet God, the evening can't come. Or the night.
You were here, Tom. You were here on the farm all along. Didn't you see it?
It was Una. Why didn't you say? We could have done something.
God damn it, Will! What was there to tell? That the marrow was melting out of his bones? You weren't here. You didn't have to look at it.
We're not blaming you.
It's too hard a life here. He can't keep on like this. Why don't we get him to sell out and move into town? He and Mama could come and live with Molly and me. If we invite him to stay just for a while, get him used to the idea...
He won't agree.
We can try, can't we?
Sure, but he won't agree.
Sam did agree. First, he and Liza would go to stay with Olive and Salinas. Then he knew an invitation would come from Will. Then one from George and so forth. Sam couldn't fight anymore.
Tom!
Hi, Father.
Do you think you could look after the ranch if your mother and I took a little trip? Olive's invited us to Salinas.
Sure. How long you be gone? What's the matter, Father?
It's the little tone, son. So little I could barely hear it, but it was there.
I don't know what you mean.
You may thank God you didn't want to be an actor, son, because you would have been a very bad one. Tom, my son, if you have a secret with your brothers and sisters, I don't mind. When did you work this plan out? Thanksgiving? When we were all together? Anyhow, it's working smooth as butter.
I wasn't in favor of it.
It doesn't sound like you.
But...
Yes, Tom.
I'm glad you're going, Papa.
Thank you for honoring me with the truth, son. Don't tell the others I know. I know where I'm going, Tom. I know where I'm going. And I'm content.
I know a secret.
What?
You'd tell.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't, Cal.
Well, where do you think our mother is?
She's dead.
No, she isn't.
She is, too.
She ran away. I heard some men talking.
They're liars. Father said she was in heaven.
Pretty soon, I'm going to run away and find her. I'll bring her back.
Where did the men say she is?
I don't know, but I'll find her.
She's in heaven. Why would Father tell a lie? Don't you think she's in heaven, Cal? Who are the men who said it?
Just the men. In the post office in King City. They didn't think I could hear.
Why would she want to run away?
How do I know? Maybe she didn't like us.
No. Remember what Lee told us? Your mother loved you, and she still does. And he gave me a star to look at. He said maybe that was our mother, and she'd love us as long as that light was there. Do you think Lee is a liar? Cal, I'm going to hit you.
I was just joking. Honest, Aaron, it was only a joke.
I don't like that joke.
I won't do it anymore. It's going to storm. It's going to be a bastard.
Did you really hear those men?
Maybe I only thought I did.
I got your letter, Lee. Baruna. You said good things.
Chinese things. I seem to get more Chinese as I get older.
How's Adam?
All right. He hasn't changed much. I wonder what he was like before.
I've wondered about that. It was a short flowering. And the boys?
They're like two sides of a medal. Carl is sharp and dark and watchful, and Aaron, well, he's the boy you like before he speaks and like more afterwards.
I have the same thing with my brood. You think with the same training and the same blood they'd be alike, but they're not. Not at all.
Sam!
I'm here to bother you again.
No bother at all. Will you stay to dinner?
I won't be responsible for the murder of more chickens.
I have a pot roast.
Well, in that case.
Come on, Sam, let's take a walk. Maybe we'll meet the boys on their way home from school.
I'm going away, Adam.
Well, you'll be back. Won't you?
We'll see. I wonder you're not ashamed to let that land lie fallow.
We've had this out before, Sam. You thought I'd change. Well, I haven't changed.
You take pride in your hurt. Does it make you feel large and tragic? Maybe you're playing a part on a great stage with only yourself as audience.
Why do you always dig into me, Sam? I'm glad to see you, but why do you sniff around me like a coyote?
To see if I can raise a little anger in you. All that fallow land, and here beside me, a fallow man. You've never let her go.
I let the shooting go. I don't think about that anymore.
But not her. She still comes to you in the darkness of the night, doesn't she? A secret caller. What should I do? I know the shoulds, though I never do them. You should find a new Kathy. Let the new Kathy kill the dream Kathy. You should find some new loveliness to cancel out the old.
Let's go back to the
Father!
House. Oh, there are the boys. Hi there.
My God, how they've grown.
You've given me great trouble, Mr. Hamilton. And you've disturbed the tranquility of China.
How do you mean?
Do you remember when you read us the 16 verses of Genesis, Cain and Abel, and we argued about them?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's a long time ago now.
10 years, nearly. Well, the story bit into me, and I went into it word for word. The more I thought about the story, the more profound it became to me. Then I compared the translations we have, and they were fairly close. There was only one place that bothered me. When Jehovah has asked Cain why he is angry, in the King James Version, Jehovah says, "If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him." It was the "thou shalt" that struck me, because it was a promise that Cain would conquer sin.
Well, his children didn't entirely do it.
Then I got a copy of the American Standard Bible, and this passage was different. It says, "Do thou rule over him." Now, this isn't a promise, it's an order. Yeah. I began to stew about it. I wondered what the original word had been that these very different translations could be made. It seemed to me that the man who could conceive his great story would know exactly what he wanted to say.
Please don't tell me you studied Hebrew.
I went to San Francisco to the headquarters of our family association. Do you know about them? Our great families have centers where any member can get help or give it.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
You mean a Chinese hatchet man fighting tongue war over slave girl?
I guess so.
Well, it's a little different from that. I went there because there are a number of ancient reverend gentlemen who are great scholars, thinkers in exactness. A man may spend many years pondering a sentence of the scholar you call Confucius.
Oh, yeah.
I thought perhaps they could advise me. I respectfully submitted my problem to one of these sages, read him the story, and told him what I understood from it. The next night, four of them met and called me in. We discussed the story all night long. Can you imagine? Four old Chinese gentlemen, the youngest over 90 now, taking on the study of Hebrew. They engaged a learned rabbi. They took to the study as though they were children. You should see Hebrew written in Chinese ink with a brush.
And what was the gold from your mining?
Thou mayest. You may. You may rule over sin.
I think I've missed something.
Well, don't you see? The American Standard Translation orders men to triumph over sin. And you can call sin ignorance. The King James Translation makes a promise. Thou shalt. Meaning that men will definitely triumph over sin. But the Hebrew word, the word timshel, you may, that gives a choice. It might be the most important word in the world. It says the way is open, throws it right back on a man. For if you may, it is also true, you may not. You see?
Yeah. Yeah, I see. I do see.
You may? Why? That makes a man great. In his weakness and his filth and his murder of his brother, he has still the great choice. He can choose his course and fight it through and win.
Do you believe that, Lee?
Yes, I do. It is easy out of laziness or weakness to say, I couldn't help it, the way was set. But think of the glory of the choice. That makes a man a man. It brought the old gentlemen out of their Chinese shells, too. And now they're studying Greek. They're too interested to die.
You mean these Chinese men believe the Old Testament?
They know a true story when they hear it. They know that the story of Cain and Abel is a history of humankind in any age or culture or race. They do not believe a man writes 15 3/4 verses of truth and tells a lie with one verb.
I don't see how you could cook and raise the boys and take care of me and still do all this.
Neither do I, but I did. You may. You have the choice. It's a ladder to climb to the stars.
Adam, if I had a medicine that might cure you, but might also kill you, should I give it to you?
For what medicine?
No, if I tell you, believe me when I say it may kill you.
Be careful, Mr. Hamilton.
Hey, what is this? I think for once I won't be careful. I'm not sure if I'm right, but if I'm wrong, I accept the responsibility. Adam, do you want the medicine?
I don't know what it is, but... Yes, give it to me.
Kathy is in Salinas. She's called Kate now. She owns a whorehouse. It's the most vicious and depraved this whole end of the country. The worst things humans can think of are for sale there. The crippled and the crooked come there for satisfaction. There's your medicine, Adam. Let's see what it does to you.
You're a liar.
No, Adam. I'm many things, but not a liar.
Lee, is this true?
Yes.
Adam!
Let him go. When a dog has eaten strychnine, Lee, you get an axe and carry him to a chopping block. And you wait for his next convulsion, and in that moment, chop his tail off.
If the poison hasn't gone too far, he may recover. Sometimes the shock of the pain counteracts the poison. Without the shock, he will surely die.
Is this the same?
I don't know. But without it, he will surely die. I'd best get home.
Can I ride with you a little way? I'll walk back.
You're going away, and you're not coming back. You don't intend to live much longer, do you?
How did you know?
There's death all around you. It shines from you.
I didn't think anyone could see it. You'd only... I think of my life as a kind of music. Not always good music, mind, but still having form and melody. And since my daughter died, my life has not been a full orchestra for a long time now.
You surprised me tonight.
I surprised myself. Was I wrong to tell him?
I don't know.
It was you that did it, Lee.
Me?
Your two-word retranslation, thou mayest, you may, it shook me. And when the dizziness was over, my life, which is ending, seemed to be going on to an ending which is wonderful. My music has a new last melody, like a bird's song in the night.
That's what it did to those old men of my family.
You may rule over sin. What glory. I do not believe all men are destroyed. Most are, certainly. But there are others who guide frightened men through the darkness like pillars of fire. You may rule over sin. The choice, Lee, the choice of winning. That's why I told Adam tonight. I exercised the choice. Maybe I was wrong. But by telling him, at least I forced him to live or get off the pot. What is that word, Lee?
Temshaw.
Temshaw.
Will you stop the buggy now?
Whoa. You'll have a long walk back.
It doesn't matter. Well.
Well.
Goodbye, Samuel.
Goodbye, Lee.
After a while, Lee turned and looked back at the buggy. And on the slope, he saw old Samuel against the sky, his white hair shining with starlight. It was a deluge of a winter in the Salinas Valley, wet and wonderful. The feed was deep in January, and in February the hills were fat with grass. On March 15th, Tom Hamilton received a telegram from his sister. Sam was dead. Adam went to Salinas for the funeral. Afterwards, he found his feet leading him to a dingy, dark-windowed house down by the tracks near Chinatown.
Do we know you?
No, you don't.
You came here for something, didn't you? If you tell me what you want, I'll tell the proper girl.
I want to see Kate. Kate.
Miss Kate's busy now. Does she expect you?
No.
Can you tell me what you want to see her about? Does she know you?
You tell her Adam Trask would like to see her.
Will you stay there? Right there, you hear? I'll ask.
Cat got your tongue? What do you want?
You can put away the pistol. I haven't come to hurt you. Sam Hamilton told me you were here.
Hadn't you heard before?
No. It made me a little crazy at first, but now I'm all right. Last time I saw you, you had a pistol, too.
I expected you for a long time, and then when you didn't come, I guess I forgot you.
Well, I didn't forget you. But now I can.
What do you mean?
Now I see you, I mean. Sam said that I'd never seen you, and it's true. I remember your face, but I'd never seen it. And now I can forget it.
You always were a fool. What are you staring at? Stop grinning at me.
You're still pretty. Well, your face, anyway.
Oh, Adam, you don't know how much those kind words mean to me.
I came up to Sam Hamilton's funeral. I'll miss him. Do you remember Sam? He helped you with the twins.
No, him. I'm glad he's dead. I hated him.
He gave you no reason?
He looked. He looked right into me.
That might have been good if I'd done the same.
Stop grinning. You're nothing. You're slop. Damn you, Adam, stop looking at me.
I'm trying to work out what you hate so much.
It isn't hate. It's contempt. Men are fools. Lying, hypocritical fools. Pretending goodness when they aren't good. I know all about men.
Sam said once that a woman who knows all about men usually knows one part very well and can't conceive the other parts. That doesn't mean they aren't there.
Oh, wise old Sam. Liar and hypocrite, just like the rest of you. You're all liars. I love to show you up, to rub your noses in your own nastiness.
Think that in the whole world there's only evil and folly?
Damn right.
Well, I don't believe that.
I can prove it. Take a look in that filing cabinet, Adam.
No, thanks.
Some very interesting photographs in there. The state senator who thinks he's going to run for Congress, covered in whip marks. The professor from Berkeley who comes all the way down here to have the toilets splashed in his face. 100 of them, maybe more. Go on, take a look.
I said no, thanks.
Anything happens to me, there's 100 letters waiting to be dropped in the mail, each one with a picture. Each one going where it will do the most damage. Maybe one day I'll move on and drop those letters in the mail anyway. If you can't wipe that stupid grin off your face, you can go.
I know what you hate. You don't hate their evil. You hate something in them that you can't understand. The good in them that you can't get at. You can't get at it, so you have to try to kill it. What is it you want?
Remember when you first saw me? My broken jaw, my missing teeth. My pleasure will be to find the man who did that, if he's still alive. And very slowly, with the greatest attention to pain, I'll take his life away.
I have to go now.
No, don't go, dear. Don't go, my love. I've missed you. My sheets are silk. Don't you want to feel them against your skin? You aren't clever at love, Adam, but I can teach you. Let me teach you.
Just take your hand off my arm.
You'll come back. You'll come crawling. You won't be able to help yourself.
You're the mother of my boys. You haven't even asked about them.
Yes, I am the mother of your sons. But how do you know you are the father?
What? What do you mean, Kathy?
My name is Kate. Listen, my darling, and remember. How many times did I let you come near enough to me to have children?
Well, you were hurt. You were terribly hurt.
Once. Just once.
The pregnancy made you ill. It was hard on you.
I wasn't too hurt for your brother. Remember, Charles? My, he was strong.
I think you're evil. I think you are. Do you imagine that I could believe that of my brother?
You will. At first you'll wonder, and then you'll be unsure. You'll start to remember. Some tea that tasted bitter. You took my medicine by mistake, remember? Slept as you had never slept before and awakened late, thick-headed.
You were too hurt to plan a thing like that.
I can do anything. And now, my love, take off your clothes. I'll show you what else I can do. Stop that. What's gotten into you? Adam, stop it. Why are you laughing?
Because it wouldn't matter. Even if it were true, it wouldn't matter. They're my boys. They're what I made them.
They are not your boys. Didn't you hear me? You're not their father.
It wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter at all. Goodbye, Kate. Nice meeting you.
It wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter at all.
Adam, don't you walk out on me. Adam, you'll come back. Are you listening? Adam, I hate you now. I hate you.
My God. I'm free. I'm finally free. I don't have to worry anymore. She's gone. She's gone out of me.
In the second of three episodes of East of Eden by John Steinbeck, dramatized for radio by Sean McKenna, Adam Trask was Henry Goodman. Kathy was Lorelei King. Sam Hamilton, Tony Doyle. Lee, David Yip. And John Steinbeck, William Roberts. Horace was Vincent Marzello. The Sheriff, Garrick Hagen. Will, Michael Neal. Olive, Bryony Glasgow, and Tom, Harry Dillon. Young Aaron was Zoran Weiss. And young Cal, Walter Lewis. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The director was Marion Mancaro.